Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Thursday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The latest Amazon Go store, which opened Tuesday in New York City, is the first to accept cash. After facing backlash from discriminating against potential customers who don't have a bank account, Amazon announced in April that it would soon start accepting cash, but didn't say where. New York City also proposed a ban on cashless stores earlier this year. Uber drivers went on strike yesterday, 24 hours before the minicabs company stock market flotation in the United States. Drivers in cities across the UK, including in London, Birmingham, Nottingham, and Glasgow, are holding protests, as well as 9-hour boycott of Uber's app. They were also protesting in US cities including New York and Los Angeles. The United Private Hire Drivers branch of the Independent Workers Union of Great Britain said the flotation was happening at the same time as drivers' pay issues remained unresolved. Google is looking to buck the £1,000-plus smartphone trend by launching a cheaper Pixel 3a smartphone that still offers the top-spec camera and software. Announced at Google's I/O Developer Conference in California on Tuesday, the new Pixel 3a and 3a XL Android phones are aimed at increasingly important mid-range market. Starting at £399, they seek to offer most of what made Google's £739 plus flagship phones good, but at a significantly reduced cost. The two phones, which have a 5.6-inch and a 6-inch OLED screens, respectively, issue Google Glass back design for plastic, but keep its rounded shape, fingerprint scanner, primary software, and built-in artificial intelligence features. Grab is considering spinning off its digital payments and financial services units, reports the Financial Times. Grab is weighing whether to spin them both out at the same time or over a staggered period. It's also looking to raise capital for each of the businesses. Google showcases AR in mobile search, as some search results will include interactive 3D objects and users can overlay those assets in the real world. The feature is rolling out later this month, and the company is also adding new features to Google Lens, such as highlighting popular items on restaurant menus. Facebook will base its WhatsApp payments team in London, reports the Bloomberg. The unit will develop digital remittance technology as well as anti-spam features. Facebook says it chose London because the city attracts talent from countries where WhatsApp is popular. This was Josh Shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.